Blog Talk Radio.
Stupid today. Believe that. We got your boy Solo with his new
single. And we also got your girl Nessie telling us about the whole entire BET reality star show that they got going on with her and Frankie. It's going down the big way, man. We want to say shout out to everybody that's out there listening. Shout out to my Vegas, man. I appreciate y'all listening to me. Shout out to UK. I see y'all listening to me in here. I like my phone lines are blowing up crazy right now. I just got to say thank you so much again for everybody's support and love in this. We want to get this interview. I know everybody want to hear it. So let's take a look. Nessie, what's going on?
Yo, yo, what's going on, Vegas?
What's happening? It's your girl Nessie on the line. What's happening? So where you at? You in L.A. or you in Atlanta right now?
Man, I'm in the A all day.
That's what's up, in the A. So, I mean, I want to just start off. Everybody's like, ask her this question. Let's start off like this. Everybody need to start getting ready to call in. 347-857-4602. My girl Nessie is on the line. We're about to do it big. We got a lot of questions because it's going down this season on your reality show, okay? So it's going down. We didn't already saw a lot, you know, and it comes on every Wednesday. So let's just tell everybody at first, you know, who's listening, who may not know who you are. I don't know who don't, but let everybody know who you are, what you're doing, and from there we can go forward.
Well, of course, it's your girl, Nessie, from the one and only realest reality TV show from the start, The Way It Is, the Frankie and Nessie show. Here we are in the second season of the Frankie and Nessie show. We doing it big, y'all. Y'all got to pay attention every Wednesday, only on BET, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday. Y'all don't want to miss it.
Every Wednesday. Y'all heard her. Let's go. So, you know what, Nessie? Let's just talk about this. When it came down to the reality TV show, what made you feel like it was going to be a good idea to go ahead and put everything out there that you have accomplished, that you didn't accomplish, even your failures, you put out there for the world to see? Why did you make that decision?
Well, you know, I just felt like, you know, after taking a 5-year break, you know, and the people was missing us. You know, they was like, where are you at? Nessie, where are you? We need you back, man. And I just felt like, you know, I left a lot of stones unturned. I left a lot of questions out there unanswered. And, you know, I wanted people to see both sides of the fence with me, not just one side. So I felt like if I'm going to give you the problem, you know, I'm going to also show you a solution. But the only way I was able to give a solution was to show them all the problem, all of it. All of the problem, so that way I'll be able to give you 210% of the solution.
Right, definitely. So when it came down to, you know, working with, and again, you know, any questions that I ask you, if you don't want to answer, make sure you feel free to tell me no, you ain't answering these questions. But, you know, GSAS Radio, we are an online radio show, so everybody's listening. I had callers calling in from UK. So when it came down to making the decision. Hey, 2K, that's what I'm talking about. UK is on the building, but this is what I'm asking, I guess. I want to know, what did you see that you wanted to make an actual show with your mom and not with you, your mom, and Keisha? Why did you want to cut her out the equation altogether?
Well, honestly, you know, it wasn't cut. You know, we was not cutting her out the equation, you know, at all. You know, Keisha brought us to the table with Keisha Cole, The Way It Is. You know, she brought us to the table with Keisha Cole All In. And she absolutely brought us to the table right along with, you know, BET, Manny Haley, but most importantly, my husband. You know, put the whole show together with, you know, family therapy with all my sisters and brothers. And they, you know, in turn, they came back around to the table. And here we are with the second season of the Frankie and Nessie show. So no one was ever cut out. You know, just doing our own things and going in different directions. And, you know, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So what this is what I want to do. I know we're starting early because everybody's listening, and I feel like we never have enough time, especially with somebody like Nessie on the line. First of all, I want to say thank you for taking your time out to being on my radio show on your Sunday, and you could be praising your God and doing anything else, but you'd rather be here with me. And I wanted to say thank you so much for your support, because I support you, but I definitely want to say thank you for supporting G-Snaps Radio.
Man, listen, thank you for having me. I love Vegas. I got to come back. Y'all remember that's where my husband now, you know, he my husband now, but at my birthday party, he proposed to me in Vegas. Man, I
right.
love the city that never sleeps. I got to come back through, so I'll support
I'm gonna show you.
I'm going to
show you nothing but love when you come.
Girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to show you nothing but love when you come to Vegas, so make sure, you know, you got my number. We just got done talking with each other, so save my number, lock it in. When you come to Vegas, we're getting bottles, we're getting tables, we're going to Dre's, wherever you want to go. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I show you a good time in my city.
You ain't got to say nothing but a word. I'm through that thing.
Excellent. So this is what I want everybody to know. I want, first of all, I don't know if everybody knows, you know, the whole downplay. We're going to try to get it all in today right now so everybody can hear what Neffy has to say. We're going to hear about her lipstick line. We're going to hear about her clothing line. We're going to hear about everything. We got Solo's new song coming out. The new release of last night will be on my show today. We're going to be playing that live tonight. So I want everybody to get up out their seat and start listening. 347-857-4602. All my social media fans, I want everybody to start calling in. Now, this is what I want to do now. We have an interview with Monique and Keisha. And again, this interview that was put out there with the question we just asked you of why she was put out. Let's see how Keisha feel about this, and then we're going to come back to Neffy and talk about it. Here we go. Let's talk about this. Let's go.
Like that?
Love that.
Because of your honesty, baby. You're not mincing your words. You're not biting your tongue. You're saying, I needed that for me. And when I watched the reality show, did you ever feel like it's too much? It's cut.
No, I never felt that way. I never felt, because I love my family so very dearly. I love them. You know, Neffy growing up was the most beautiful person I had ever seen in my life. Mm. And maybe that's just what you feel for your sister. Same with my mother. Even though, you know, she was on drugs or whatever it was that she was involved in, I still felt like she was the most beautiful person that I had ever laid my eyes on, just because I loved her. And it wasn't until it became too much that they did their own show, you know, because they didn't want me to be a part of it. And it kind of hurt me, because I felt like I would give anything for you guys, and I would do anything for you guys. And not at one moment did any of it seem too much to me, but this is the return I get.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that you guys made enough money, that you did it right, that you showed yourself in the correct light, because not only do we love y'all for y'all honesty, but we want to see growth.
Mm-hmm.
As an outsider, I felt that way. But, you know, I mean, it happened the way it happened. It happened for a reason. God is good. And I still love my family, mm-hmm. but like Afeni Shakur told me, Pac had to separate itself from us, and I think you have to do that.
Ooh, baby.
Wow.
Ooh, baby.
Unfortunately.
Now, this is just from me to you. You know how you give so much, and you feel like there's no more you can give?
Mm-hmm.
And then the universe says, we're paying attention to you, Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing all that you've given, baby,
mm-hmm.
and we're seeing that it's getting a little rough. So guess what we get ready to do?
What's that?
We're going to bless you with this man named Daniel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bless you with that little boy.
Yes.
We're going to bless you with the family that you need that will help you get through and that foundation. So it ain't never for naught, baby. We are appreciative that you let your family make that money, because how many of us would? So we thank you.
So you hear it first right here on G-Snaps Radio. So with that live interview with Keisha, with Monique, and she felt like she was, you know, separated from the bunch once she gave everybody an opportunity. She felt like she was pushed away. So in your honesty and in what you just said, you don't feel like you did that at all. So when it came down to relationships and personal, when it came down to business and your family personal relationships, how did you guys deal with that all at once?
Well, I'm going to be 110% honest. Every decision that was made with the first season of the Frankie and Neffy show absolutely did not come through my pipeline. All that came from my sister's camp. Whatever they was telling her on the sideline, whatever decision they decided to make on the sideline, I didn't have nothing to do with that. All I said was, listen, we got an opportunity to make our own bread, have our own show, and make a living for ourselves and not be in Keisha Cole pockets, why not? And if I'm wrong for that, then I don't want to be right, straight like that.
That's it. Straight like that. Y'all heard it first right now. 347-857-4602. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes down to Solo's career, tell us a little bit more about what made him want to.
Let's go back to question. Hold on. Nephi being light with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you got to introduce yourself. Tell them who you are.
I'm Solo. We both in two different places. I had to call my wife. She in Atlanta. I'm somewhere else. You know, and we on three-way. So when I heard the whole interview, that's an interview from 4 years ago. I'm glad you kind of brought that up. Shout out to Keisha Cole. Love her. That's Nephi's sister. No matter what. No matter what, they ride together. It was not a decision made by Nephi to do her own show. It was not a decision from her household to do her own show. It was a decision from James Dubois and Manny Haley. They did that trickery with Keisha. They went and got that deal and came back and approached Nephi and Frankie with that deal and didn't let Keisha know that these guys had already been signed up under them to do the deal. And that's how Keisha and Manny fell out once upon a time, just to be honest and clear. You know,
this is what we're doing. We do on G-Snaps Radio. We keep it 100. So that's what we want. Thank you, Solo, for telling us what's going on. So
I'm not going to sit up and just let it just keep being floated like there's some big problem with Keisha and Nephi, because I don't even get in their stuff. But, you know, James and Manny, they know what they did, you know, and you're so caught, quote unquote, for the family that you're separating and dividing the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
Keisha's a great singer. One of the best singers I've never heard. Somebody might say no. To me, girl gets down, does a motherfucking thing, period. Sorry for cursing. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're good. That's radio. Go ahead.
And Nephi and Frankie are great for TV. They started this whole reality thing. Everybody trying to bite. Everybody trying to be just like my wife and her mom. You know, come on, man. You know, because you got a Frankie and Nephi in your family. It's only one Frankie and Nephi. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything on that reality side, man, it's just weird to me. They make up stuff. We just be ourselves. And that's what's different about the whole situation. It's organic. But don't you ever on G-Snap Radio, don't you go around believing that it was Keisha and Nephi. It was Manny, though, you know.
Right.
And we can go on all night about it, you know. Not my favorite people in the world, you know what I'm talking about? I respect them as a businessman, and business is business. He made a business move that almost cost the family a relationship.
That's it. And that's the thing. This is what we want to know. Is it worth it to have money, cars, clothes, but not your family? How do you separate being happy and separate being disrespected or unloyal to your family is what I'm asking. I want to know, how can we all figure out as people, if we want to help each other, how can we all figure out as people to not only come one with each other, but actually, you know, have respect for your family, because that's where you came from. Just like with your mom, you know, even though she has her issues with her drug issues or her, you know, her drinking issues, everybody wanted to go and watch Frankie because they knew she was going to have something crazy to say. They knew that it was going to be some type of fight going on because we had Frankie on the show. But once you got off those cameras, how do you respect your family when you're actually putting it out there for the world to see and they looking at it in a different light? They're not looking at it as it was edited like this or it was this clip was taken out. They didn't see that part. They didn't see this part. We saw as people what we're looking at is you guys are on the TV going at it. We want to see the fights. We want to see the drama. We want to see all that, and that's what the TV made it look like. However, and again, I'm sure that was Manny and all the management team that made it to put all this production together. It made it look as though you guys were acting, you know, crazy on camera and just putting on the show for the camera. But was it really loyal? Was that really what you guys were going through?
Oh, most definitely. Let me explain something to you. What you see is what you get. We don't have no script in front of us. We don't, you know, half the times we hear what the producers are saying, but You just can't script nobody's emotions. You can't script what nobody gonna say. You can't script how it's gonna come out. I mean, you just can't script how nobody walk and talk. I mean, everything that you've ever seen and saw or looking at now is all real, true, and what you see is what you get, straight like that. Like, you know, I mean, I can't, you know, express it to anybody anymore. You know, we do television differently. And the reason why I say that is because can't nobody tell me how to feel when I'm sitting in front of my sister and she trying to tell me something that I'm not agreeing with. You just going to tell me what I'm going to say? No, you're not going to do that.
Right.
That's what you're not going to do. What I'm going to do is tell her, excuse me, ma'am, this is how I feel, and this is what it is. Either we in it or we out, but, girl, I'll call you later. Period, dot, circle. Like, you know, and I think that, you know, all these other reality shows outside of, you know, I love the Braxtons, I love, you know, Atlanta Housewives. Man, I love all the Housewives shows, man. They be going
right in. Yeah, I had a couple Housewives on my show, and they kept it real.
Yeah, I most definitely love Mary Mary. You know, I love Tamar and Vince. You know, I love, you know, Family Hustle. Like, it's a few of them out there that I'm like, and I ain't going to be able to watch you. You know, because
right.
It's like, nah, try again. You know,
She's being nice again. I'm gonna just call it like I see it. You know what I'm saying? The only reality shows I ever watch, other than some Food Network stuff, is The Way It Is, the Frankie and Nephi show. And that's not just because those guys are on it. It's because I come from where they come from.
Right.
I know what they've been through. I've been through what they've been through. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you know, my wife, she likes, you know, she being nice to these guys. But let's be clear here. There was no TV like our TV. When she say there's no script then, there's no script now. You're not going to be able to dictate how Nephi feels. You're not going to be able to dictate how Frankie feels. You're definitely not going to be able to dictate how KC feels. You're not going to be able to dictate how Solo feels. Because they tried that when they was filming it this year. And I told them, I'm not having it. I'm not getting on no show and playing like I'm something I'm not. And they still tried to make it seem the same way. You know?
Right.
This
is the thing, though, Solo, is everybody was saying, again, when it comes down to social media, I know everybody, once you put your face on the TV, everybody got something to say. And you know, my theory is if everybody just mind their own business, it'll be great. But, again, it does not happen that way. It wouldn't be reality TV if that's the case. But what people think, Solo, is that Keisha stopped messing with Nephi behind you because she felt like you were Nephi's downfall. She felt like you were Nephi's block to success. So when it came down to a lot of people on the internet, they felt like they wanted to blame you for some of the downfalls or the loss of what Nephi had lost in that 5 years and went from, you know, living in the house that Keisha brought to saying, no, I'm going to go live in my own house and losing everything. So the thing is that when it came down to it, everybody put their input in it, but is it true of what the media is saying? Is it true about what the blogs are saying about who Solo really is?
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
no, baby,
I got this. I got this.
Hold on, baby. This is an easy one. Let me get it, then you can take it. Let me explain something to y'all. Let's be realistic. Nephi comes from Oakland, California. Keisha comes from Oakland, California. Keisha got on because of God. Nephi got on because of Keisha being a vessel for God. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where the downfall thing come from. Because when I met Nephi now, and when I met Frankie, I met Ronique, I met the whole squad from Oakland. You know what I'm saying? You know, how can you blame a man that comes in, takes care of four kids, is not his, first of all, biologically, from Nephi's stomach? you know, watch the whole situation go down like it did, still stay there. I didn't even, Nephi wasn't getting paid off them reality shows like that, mind you. Let's be clear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nephi still was working real jobs.
A 9-to-5, right.
A 9-to-5. That house that Keisha bought was not for Nephi. Nephi, it owns the house. It was for the family in a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And as an independent woman like Nephi was, I had my own house. But see, what they don't know is, before they bought a house, Nephi stayed with me for 2 years. Then
see,
Nephi
that's what
went
people don't
house.
Know. Exactly.
See,
there
I'm going to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be clear. Nephi stayed with me for 2 years, her kids, and her old man at the time.
Okay.
Me and Nephi were friends that liked each other, but I never crossed that boundary against her man because I honored their relationship. As when they broke up, years down the road, me and Nephi got together. And that's how we love each other. That's how we love each other in the beginning. But I waited until that situation was over. I wasn't, don't blame Solo. I've been taking care of these kids. Kids ain't never wanted for nothing. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? We lived in a hotel. You know why we lived in a hotel? Because our house caught fire.
Yeah, see, they don't tell you all that. They don't tell you all that, you know. They people, that's why I say don't judge until you know the story. You gotta hear it from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. The house caught fire. We didn't have insurance. The insurance lapsed on the house. You know what I'm saying? I was in between work. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying $2,800 a month for a 7-bedroom mansion.
Right.
If this wasn't from the hands of Keisha Cole, this wasn't hands from the hands of BET. This wasn't the hands. This was from the hands of God and the talents I have.
Right.
So
right.
When a person says to me or anything on social media, I laugh at them because all
right.
you got to do is come spend a week with me and you'll know the difference.
Right.
You'll
right.
know the
right.
difference. I don't say much on them shows. I don't be arguing with people. I don't do none of that because that's not me. I don't put nobody down. I wasn't raised that way. But you
right.
know. This is one thing you can say. We almost 11 years strong and still together. We got a big truck outside. We got a BMW outside. Got another BMW outside. Got a brand new house. That's people go through things. I don't know why people in this world act like everybody's just living so good.
Right. You know, they say the grass, they say that the people who had the perfect lawn in the front yard, that means their backyard is messed up. Something ain't right, okay? So it ain't that perfect.
Exactly.
You know, that's
and
what they say. So
I got a Tyler Perry story for you. Tyler Perry lived on the street where he is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But look where God put him. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Look, everybody run around without faith and not believing, and you know, you ain't going to do this. You ain't going to. They said we weren't going to get another show.
Right.
Guess what, guys?
Look at you now.
He not only gave us another show, he gave us a show that we produce on our own called The Mitchells. This is about to come out. And we working on our own show. So you tell me, how am I Nephi down for?
Exactly. So, Nephi, you tell us what you're not showing me.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I don't like the fact that, you know, people out there in the world, hey, the whole Keisha Cole take care of me and my family and she pay the bills and all that. Man, listen, I'm not in my sister's pocket at all. Never have been. What she did do for me, and I love her for bringing me the hell out, for bringing me out of the chaos I was in, bringing me to Atlanta, providing me with a house to live in, and buying my first car here in Atlanta. I didn't have cars, period, but she bought my very first car. When I moved to Atlanta, she bought me a car, provided me with a roof over my head, made sure that my kids had beds and clothes and all the shit.
Right.
But as a woman, I had to get out here on my own. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't apply for jobs that I knew was in my field. I didn't go to school to learn how to be no reality star. I went to school
right.
and learned how to drive an 18-passenger bus with air brakes and wheelchair straps. Let's be
That's
clear.
Right.
I went and got me a degree in nursing. I went and did my CNA thing. Let's be clear. Any job that I needed to work out here to take care of my kids, I did that. You know? And at some point in time, we had to go our different ways, and that's how I met Solo. You know, I didn't have no kids by Solo. Matter of fact, Solo met me when I was pregnant with Jalen.
Okay.
Okay? And I lived in his house with my kids and my pregnant ass. Then I ended up, my sister helped me get my own place. I ended up leaving at home to my sister and my mama. And I called Solo and said, listen, I can't take this no more because the teenage street punk I was with ran the car that Keisha bought me, ran that car to the brick wall on the Georgia 400, tried to kill me, tried to rob my sister Elite. I couldn't take it no more. So I called him and said, please, come get me. I can't do this no more. When you come get me, I don't want to go back.
Right.
And I've been with him 11 years strong. We didn't live in hotel rooms. We didn't live with in-laws. We ain't never lived on the street.
Right.
But we still standing tall. And guess what? I was with Shelby damn near 8 years before he married me. Matter of fact, 7.
And took all the whoopings from the niggas that done her wrong. You know, Nephi came with complex baggage with her. Nephi was hurt by men. So imagine a man coming in and doing something positive. She didn't understand that. She still thought she was with her ex-husband. So Nephi had her own issues to deal with. And I let Nephi deal with them of being a real man. I'm not perfect in no type of way, and God knows. I went to church this morning, and I repented for anything that I shouldn't have done yesterday because
right.
I understand. But I understand that my kids, which are Nephi's kids, they love me. My daughter getting ready, which is Nephi's biological daughter, but my daughter's getting ready to go to college, Georgia State. And trust me, and she's been through a lot. My kids straight A's, and they've been through a lot. They can sit up and say whatever they want to about me and Nephi, but one thing they can't say is we're going to give up and stop. We're going to show them what real black love is. Not a bunch of people being put together for ratings. Not a bunch of none of that. Me and Nephi go through it like you and your mate go through it, DJ, the same way. It ain't no different. But, you know, at the end of the night, I'm talking to my wife, how are we going to take on the next day?
This is a great point I'm about to make, because our topic of the day is the gay marriage. So we're going to get on it. We got to get to some of these calls. My lines is blowing up. Let me take a couple calls. We got Solo. We got Nephi on the line. What's going on? Who is this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Danny.
What's going on, Danny? What's happening?
Oh, man, I just wanted to give a shout-out to G-Snaps Radio.
That's what's up, man. Thank you so much. We got Nephi and Solo on the line.
Yeah, I want to give him a shout-out, too, because, you know, y'all stories sound like y'all been through a whole lot, and y'all been fighting and shit, and it's still to be together after all the shit. You know, that's some cool shit, because you don't hear about that shit nowadays.
Thank you, bro.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you calling, Danny. Thank you so much. We got some other callers calling in. Caller, you're live on G-Snaps Radio. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello, you're live on G-Snaps Radio. Who is this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Shane.
Hey, Shane, how are you? What's going on?
Pretty.
Can you hear me, Shane? Did you lose the call?
I think we lost him.
Hello?
I can hear you now. What's going on, caller? What's up?
Like I said, shout out to G Snaps Radio. Shout out to Neff. Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of the show. I've been watching it for years, so. Just a quick question. I mean, I don't really understand the reality show stuff. I'm a street dude, too, and I don't really understand how people just put their life out there like that, you know? I mean, how you going to just be on reality and just let everybody be in your shit? Can we curse on here?
Yes, it's G7 Radio.
Yeah,
you got it. Go ahead.
How you gonna just let everybody be in your shit? Everybody see your problems and stuff like that. I just never got that from nobody. I mean, anybody can explain that to me.
Yeah, I can explain that to you, bro. Cause I shoot this reality shit, so you know what I'm saying. I trust me. Let me explain something to you, brother. One thing I know, you know, people, the real people that's really trying to do it is trying to let people know everybody ain't Hollywood and everybody ain't doing this, and it's a process to get here. And they got problems just like you do. So you have hope in our community, which is black. You know what I'm saying? We got some kind of hope. And see, that these people up here that's on TV is just like me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you ain't the type of dude that would do that. I'm a street dude. When that shit first came to me, I was like, get them fucking cameras on my face. I don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? But as I understood and I started getting closer to God, God can open up your life because you can help somebody else who's been out there in the street.
I got a question for you, too, bro. I don't really understand, like, why you speaking up for Neff so much, bro. I mean, you really not giving her a chance to say the stuff that she wants to say. You cutting her off. And instead of just letting her speak her mind, feel like to me. I mean, I understand you're her man and everything. That's just a question from me, no disrespect to you and your family and what y'all got going on. I just don't understand how you're speaking up for her all the time.
Bro, I'm not speaking up for her. I'm speaking up for myself. I'm speaking up for myself. As a black man, I'm speaking up for myself. That's
right,
my wife. Trust me. You know how to speak up. I'm speaking up
right
for myself. Because that woman said on this phone, she said on this phone, hold on, if I may, my brother, she said on this phone that everybody think I'm Nephew's downfall, and they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
She said that. You asked
me
that.
Like, you feel like you can prove yourself, though, that you're not her downfall.
Can I chime in, please? Can I chime in? Yes. To answer the young man's question, you know, like I said before, I didn't go to school to be a reality TV star to put my life out there. You know, God put me in this position to help change somebody's life, you know, and the only way that we are going to be able to do that is to put our life out there to let you guys know that y'all not by yourself with the problems that y'all having on a day-to-day basis. We have the same problems as well, whether we celebrities or not. We just have them on a different scale. Now, as far as my husband is concerned, he's not speaking up for me. He's talking up on the fact that the people out here in this world think that he's some type of hand-picked man. That's not what he is. He is my husband. He is the father of my children. He is the head of my household, and that's how he will be respected. Period. Dot. Circle.
All right, man. Well, you're supposed to be down for your man, and it sounds like he's down for you, too. I respect that, and much love for y'all. Sure, I wish y'all the most success ever, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to y'all. This is from the outside looking in, it do look like that, though. I mean, y'all living it, looking at it, and that's what it looked like. He just looked like he's speaking for you almost in words. That's just what I'm saying. No, that's just what I see.
And again, let me put this in here. I really like the you coming in and keeping it real. Because again, G-Snaps Radio, we keep it real. But at the end of the day, like Shane said, you know, it's his opinion and what he sees. And this is again all the questions and answers that I have, all the interview questions that I have. I got it from public media, from what people have been saying. So again, this is just what people are looking at. So we're at the end of the day, I have them on my show because I saw that they were real. I knew that they were going to come on the show and give a real life show. They telling a real life story and they're going to tell a real life truth. So I appreciate, you know, the fact of, you know, they're coming on the show to even give their information at all. You know, even the reality show. At the end of the day, even when it comes down to a reality show, if somebody says, G-Snaps, I want you to do a reality show, I give you $100,000 just to start off, and we'll talk about some digits after that, you better believe I'm finna sign a contract. Because guess what? At the end of the day, I want people to know who G-Snaps really is, too. So I'm going to sign that contract, and if it has to be that I'm bettering myself for my family and my child, then guess what? I'm going to take that challenge. Let's challenge it. Let's at least do one season and see how it goes. And with their season, they were a successful season. They saw it, and they said, this is what I think I can do. And like she said, I didn't go to school to be a reality show host. I didn't go to school to go and argue in front of millions and millions of people, knowing that I'm Tisha Cole's sister, knowing that Frankie, you know, has a drug problem and an alcohol problem. We're going to put this on live television on every chance we get on a Wednesday to let people see this. They are not only doing it to let the world know who they are, but they're also doing it, and I got to respect it for the money, because at the end of the day, I wouldn't be letting cameras – follow me around if it wasn't for the money, and if I'm just doing it just because, I don't think I would be doing it. Because just like you called Shane, just like you called, you know, just like when the other caller called in, they know you, they want to support you guys, but I wouldn't want to watch, you know, I wouldn't want to put on a good show for anybody if I wasn't really getting a check for it. So at the end of the day, I wouldn't be sitting here on my Sunday at all, you know, if I'm not getting a check for this. If I'm not getting some type of sponsor to help me out and do this, even though I went to school for this and this is my dream, I still am doing this and went to school for it because I'm, at the end of the day, was going to look and work for a check. And that's just how it goes. And it has nothing to do with money hungry. It has nothing to do with none of that. It's just the fact of people are asked at this time, we are doing what we're doing because we want to do it, and that's because they feel like doing it. So that's it. So at the end of the day, I just want everybody to know everybody is doing what they're doing in life because they feel like doing it. So, Shane, I really appreciate it because we got to get going. My time is going, but I got to have one. I need callers to call in because I got to have some information about my topic today on the gay marriage. We're gonna come back and talk about that, and then we got the lipstick line, the release, and we're getting ready to get this party started. Do not go nowhere, because right now I want everybody to stand up, turn your radios all the way up. When I say all the way up, because this track is about to bump, I got right now live on G-Snaps Radio, Last Night by Solo Future Ray. We're gonna listen to this, and I want callers to call in and tell me what you think. 347-857-460. This is your girl G-Step. Let's get it.
It's coming.
Started up early, and me and my niggas was talking about rolling out. A night on the town is just what I needed to keep on my living mouth. Shot up the shot of Patron, what the fuck was I thinking about? Broad was gone, we toasted a night before we stepped out. Hit the QT, a couple Dutchies, 85, and we headed south. Let me try me, that's what we're screaming out. Still kinda early, we stopped in the folly, so let you twerk it out. The night is still young, granddaddy perk, proceeded to air it out. Talking little shit to the stripper while Diamond continues to twerk it out. That ass so fat, I call it delicious, need a drink for my cotton mouth. My bangers off safety, just for the drama, the money brings haters out. And I ain't got time for a fair one, fuck with them niggas be talking about.
Last night, honey, daddy's on the floor. Daddy's on that face, like an apple tree.
Last night, honey,
daddy's on the floor. Daddy's on the face, like an apple tree.
Waiting to happen, express on the Amtrak. These niggas be jealous, and we ain't embellish the perks of the good pack. I'm making a movie every time I step out, like camera act. Sex, money, drama, uncut, I'm living that. I'm back on the block, I'm pushing them whips, I'm doing my thing. I'm heavy out here, who say the drink? Call me King.
Last night, honey, daddy's on the floor. Daddy's on that face, like an apple tree.
Last night.
Daddy's on the floor. Daddy's on the face, like an apple tree.
Thank you.
Y'all heard it first right there last night. We're not going to go nowhere. We got to pay one bill, and I'm coming right back. Nephi, solo, don't go nowhere. We coming right back on G-Snaps Radio. Let's pay some bills
taking
around here.
Taking a family
Let's go.
Of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Y'all heard it first, G-Snaps Radio Style. We had to put some commercials out here. I got to get paid. So, hey, everybody has been calling in, talking to Nephi, talking to Solo. We got internet hits. We got all this, Facebook, Instagram. We doing it live. So what I want to do right now is I want to touch on a subject before we get to all the new accomplishments. I want to get on this. I want to touch on the subject as well. But I got to get some callers calling in because my board is blowing up. So let's get the callers on one last time, and then we're going to talk about a subject that I want to talk about. Caller, you're live on G-Snaps Radio.
Hi, yes. I'm Salima. Can you hear me?
Hey, Salima, we can hear you. What's going on?
Okay, I had to make sure. I'm calling all the way from Augusta, Georgia, unfortunately, and I was listening to you call, and I had a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you. So first, I have to give a shout out to you and everything that you're doing and promoting and loving everything. Snaps Radio, everybody need to keep listening. And then I wanted to talk about the game here. Can we talk about that now, or you want me to wait?
We were just about to touch on that subject. I want Nephi and Solo to know what the topic is today. I'm not sure if they knew. Solo, Nephi, are you still on the line?
Yes, we are.
All right,
well,
excellent. So,
I do have a question for Nephi, and I just kind of wanted to know and hear what could we look forward to seeing and hearing from you in the future, any books or anything that as fans we can look forward to seeing coming out in the future?
Well, I have a lot that's going on right now. I have a new lipstick line. I have a new pajama line coming out, new production company, so... You know, we were absolutely getting to that point after we talked about the gay marriage subject. But, yes, you know, you can absolutely, you know, go on my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, and follow up on that. You know, you can go to nephyspress.com and follow up on all the things that I'm doing as far as, you know, the lipstick line, the pajama line. I held back a little bit on writing books. You know, I wrote two books. I'll probably write one. You know, top of the year, I'm not really sure about that. But right now I'm focusing on family, you know, my lipstick line, you know, the new show, the new production company, and my husband's music. So that's where we are with that.
Excellent. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Like I said, we got a little bit of the show. We want to make sure that everybody gets to be heard and also everybody gets to ask their questions. But we also have the topic that we have to speak on that we get paid for. But the topic today is gay marriage and why people are so worried about who is getting married to who. So, Salima, since you called in and you're calling, go ahead and ask your question or give us your statement.
I guess as an educator and working in the school system, my biggest thing is we're so focused on how people love each other or who they love more so than worrying about us as a black community. We got people getting shot. We have churches getting burned. And we're forgetting what we really need to be focused on. I guess my thing is, who cares who you love? If that's who you love and you're happy, so be it. But let's focus on things that are affecting our kids, our youth, and really come together as a community and understand we still have to fight. The fight is over. And so that's my big issue with people seeing things on social media, listening to the news. Everybody is forgetting what we really need to be focused on.
Excellent, excellent, excellent view, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling all the way from Augusta, Georgia. We definitely are appreciative of you, man. I just want to say thank you again for everybody that's out here listening. Salima, thank you again. We're going to put you on. We're going to let you listen to the show. We're going to put you on. We got a lot of stuff going on. So, Nephi, let me know, and Solo as well, let me know how you guys also feel about this subject as well, the topic of gay marriage, just the topic of being gay, period, in society. What do you think? That it is changing this world if somebody who's the same sex wants to get married.
Okay, I'm gonna go on and say this. You know, I have a lot of gay friends, and you know, they're beautiful people, and I don't look at it, you know, from the point of view, oh well, you know, I understand, you know, the commandments and God's commandments, you know, as far as, you know, you're not supposed to do that, but I also understand that, you know, you cannot help who you love. So I'm not here to judge anybody. If that's what you choose to do, go ahead and rock that way and do you. And then, you know, down the line, whenever you get to heaven's gates, you take it up with the Lord. I'm not here on the earth to judge nobody on how they want to live their life and what direction they want to go in. There's too many other things on this planet that I can worry about than worrying about who want to sleep with who or who want to marry who. That's not my problem. That's your problem, and you take that up with God when you get there. There's just too much going on in these streets to be worrying about who wants to marry who. So do I support it? Sure, you know. Am I against it? No, you know, because, hey, who am I to judge? Who am I to tell you who you can marry or who you can't marry? You know, but
right, exactly.
I do understand. Yeah, I do understand that, you know, in God's good book, that you know, God didn't make man for man or woman for woman. He made man for a woman and a woman for a man. But, hey, even back then, in the biblical days, they were doing a lot back then. So,
there you go.
You know,
you
times
go.
Clearly has not changed. And I'm not here to judge nobody. You guys take it up with the Lord, but I'm a support. You know, I'm a supporter of, you know, real love. And you know, that's just how I feel. Take it or leave it.
That's what I'm talking about. And like you say, we ain't going to bring the Bible up too much today. We got a lot to talk about. But just like you said, in the Bible it says this, it says that. In King James Version it says this, and they say the King James did this and that. So at the end of the day, like I said, you know, there's so many different versions of the Bible, so many different things to be said, nothing to be justified. However, at the end of the day, if you want to live your life the way you want to live it, and personally in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, I feel as though people were born with that type of sense of them feeling certain ways about a certain sex. I don't think that people would want to get beat up or killed or dragged for being gay if they really could just go and talk to a man who wants to talk to another man, just go just spend his life with a woman. That's why we have Download Brothers. That's why we have the book, The Download. I mean, because they really weren't happy with their wives, and they cheating and creeping with these men. And they could have just kept it real from the beginning. So keep it real is what I think. Keep it real. Tell everybody what it is. And, you know, live your life. I love it. So and we're going to get back into this topic. I really want to hit a lot of the things that I got from the press release with Solo and Nephi. But one thing I want to know from everybody, 347-857-4602, is what do you think about gay marriage? Now, we got a caller online. Let's see what they are. See if they're on the line. Caller, you're live on G-Snaps Radio. Who is this?
This is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, G-Snap?
I'm good. What's going on, Shannon? How you doing?
Nothing much. Just enjoying this Vegas weather today.
All right. And it is LV. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, you know, I really don't have a question. It's just like my stance on the whole thing, as far as the gay marriage and everything. I'm a hold off and wait for some more questions for Nephi. I don't want her to keep too much away to us. But I kind of feel where, you know, exactly what she was saying. You got to kind of just let everybody live their lives to them. We can't judge anybody. The only judge is you know, the good Lord up above. And so whether people know it or not, you know, we sin every day. So and not no one sin is greater than the next. So you can't judge this person just because he want to lay up with him or she want to lay up with her. When you're around here cheating on your wife, you cheating on your husband, or you stealing, or you lying, you know, or, you know, all kind of stuff. You know, a lot of us, we fornicating right now, you know, with baby daddies and girlfriends and boyfriends, you know. So it all goes hand in hand, and they got to answer to that at the end of the day. It's not for you. What's for somebody else is for them, and what's for you is for you.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any questions you want to ask Solo and Nephi as well?
I do. Can we expect an album soon, or is this just a single that's coming out from Solo?
Well, before I answer your question, you said something about that gay marriage, and it kind of touched my heart. It's like, you know, Everybody's sinning, you know.
Right.
And I have to. So my when somebody asks me about their stuff, I just tell them keep them moving. Go ask the person that's doing it. Because right now you come and ask me about my particular sin, and then I can answer that question for you.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
That's the only way I can judge. Come ask
there
me about
go.
What I'm doing wrong. You
mm-hmm.
know, and
right.
then
mm-hmm.
and go ask them what they're doing wrong. I
right.
support whatever anybody believes. It's not hurting nobody else.
There you go. There
you're
you go. That's what I'm talking about.
You're not hurting me. You're not hurting my wife. You're not hurting my family. You know, so, and a lot of people would agree, ain't going to agree with me. So, you know, but at the end of the day, we're doing so much. And that one lady said in our community alone that, you know, the last thing I'm thinking about is who's fucking who. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like my wife.
Right.
That's the last thing I'm thinking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
definitely.
I'm a man of mine. So, but yeah, the album coming, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be called Family. That's what the album going to be called. It's going to be called Family. So, y'all like it, but that's a deep subject, you know, the gay marriage thing.
Yeah,
deep subject.
I actually enjoyed the song, though. I'm not a really big fan of rap music, but I actually enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. And keep supporting.
And I have a question for you, Nephi.
Hi, Nephi.
Hey.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
So, just kind of, you know, when you guys first show came out, when the very first show that you guys did, I've always, like, had a connection with you because in my family I'm that one. Oh, she's so loud or, you know, she always got something to say or she's so ghetto. But they mistake that for being, they, you know, so many people get caught up, like, once they become something or they, you know, or they this or they that, they change who they are. So they can't accept when people are still themselves. So then it's like, oh, because you're not conforming to their ideal of what you're supposed to be, now you hood and you this. So I just want to commend you for always being yourself and just always keeping it 100, you know. But as far, like, how have you, like, dealt with getting over, like, and, you know, suppressing some of those feelings that you had, like, towards your mom, your sister, and just, you know, relationships in general, because we've seen what you were going through, you know, at first with, you know, the first guy from the shows and everything like that. So how have you been dealing with that and you know, just getting to a better you, like a better place in your life?
I'm going to be real with you. It took me a real, real long time to get past that. Like, I went into a deep depression. I became a heavy, heavy, heavy drinker, almost alcoholism behind suppressing my feelings and going through that bitter divorce when my ex-husband is now married to my first cousin and,
oh,
you
wow.
know, and, you know, my daughter's got sister cousins and shit and, you know, Solo went through a lot of that with me, you know, but I think overall God gave me the strength to get through it so that I can answer this question right now. You know, it wasn't easy, not by far, but with a lot of prayer and a lot of support, you know, from my husband, my children, my family. You know, Keisha was there on and off. Elite was there, you know, on and off. And my husband has always been here. I didn't have my in-laws, my dogs, my cats. Listen, mama, listen, Frankie's been there the whole step of the way. She's been there. And when I tell you without them, I probably wouldn't have been able to pull through. And I thank God that I'm able to stand up right now. You know, I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, self, either you're going to let this tear you down or you're going to let this build you up. And I said, well, I got four girls, and I have a son that's looking at me. You know, and I said, well, self, I got to build myself up for my children. And that was my most motivation, you know, and then putting God first. I didn't want them to see me deteriorate. So I had to keep pushing.
Right.
Well, all right. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is why we put her on the show, because she's going to keep it real. She's going to tell y'all from the dog, the cat, from the drinking to everything, what it was, okay? Stop listening to the social medias and the blogs. We got the real thing right here on G-Snaps Radio. Thank you, Shannon, for calling in. Shouts out to y'all. Shouts out to all my Las Vegas local people listening. Man, I got a lot of y'all on here. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Keep listening, Shannon. We got another caller we got to get online. We got callers online. Caller, you're live on G-Snaps Radio. Who is this?
Is this what's going on, G-Snap? This is Daddy J. I'm listening to you. I had to call you, sis. I might be out of town. I'm in the NO right now for the Essence Festival, but you know I'm always listening. So I just had to chime in real quick. Nessie, Solo, G-Snap, y'all is banging today. Okay, y'all getting us through these rainy days out here in this New Orleans street road. It's raining out here, but the Essence is still. But I had to call in and say, Solo, that song is popping. I need to know where to get that from. Nessie, you're the bomb. I need to know where to get the lip gloss, a stick, and sandwich, all that, because I need to support you. G-Snap, I always know where to log in for you, but I just know where these things are, so I can get a chance to support my people,
because
I'm loving y'all today.
That's what's up. We're
going to
definitely make sure
you know. I appreciate that. We're going to definitely let everybody know where to get that Nefertiti by LaCour Monet from, and we definitely going to let y'all know where to get that hot banger last night from. It's dope.
That's what I'm talking about. We was out here bumping it real quick.
It's
raining, y'all.
So
we was out here.
Tell everybody at the Essence Festival, I said we be there next year. We threw that thing. Tell everybody in New Orleans, I said we fine doing it.
That's right. We got you on the speaker. They can hear you. It's raining outside. I'm telling you.
What's up, y'all?
They can hear you. We out here at the Essence Festival. It's Mary J about to get on this stage, though, y'all. But I wanted y'all to know that everybody out here was listening, that y'all doing the damn thing. We about to get out this rain, though. But we appreciate y'all, and keep doing your thing, Nessie. It's amazing how, you know, you can bypass all everybody's opinions and all the other stuff that happened in your life and say, I'm still going to rise and I'm still going to be that woman. So that's a beautiful thing. So I just want to say thank you for that. Thanks for the inspiration. Keep doing what you're doing. And go ahead and tell us where to get that stuff from, because I'm going to be the first person online buying it.
I know that's right. Thank you, baby. I appreciate y'all. Y'all be good in that rain, but you know Mary J. going to change that rain up for you, man. Mary J. going to give y'all
right.
Go out there in New Orleans.
That's right.
Hey, this is Maria. We appreciate y'all calling all the way from the N.O. That's what I'm talking about, man. We had so many people calling in today. I just want to say thank you. Everybody's been wanting to know what's going on with Nephi, and let's just get ready to go. So before we go, I got to make sure that I support my girl Keisha, because despite anything that goes on, Keisha is my girl. So we're going to play some old school right here. We're going to come back. We got Nephi. We got Solo. We're going to come back, and we're going to actually get their Twitter, their Facebook, their blogs, their Instagrams, whatever they got. And we're going to find out, guess what, where we can find all their products. So you guys don't go nowhere. I want everybody to stay tuned. Shout out to my girl Shannon. Shout out to my girl Shannon. Shout out to Javi. Shout out to my girl. Everybody that's out there listening. Shout out to Alana. Shout out to everybody out there listening. Shout out to Cameron. Shout out to Solo. Shout out to my girl Nephi. Shout out to Keisha. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Frankie. We're doing it big live. G-Snaps Radio style. Shout out to my brother-in-law Shannon. Shout out to my niece nephews. Everybody that's out here listening, I want to say thank you so much. Do not go anywhere. 347-857-4602. My lines are popping right now. We are about to get ready to get ready. When I say it's going down when I get back, we got so many questions and so many answers from Nephi. She's on the line with us right now. You guys, hurry up. Give us a call. 347-857-4602. We got it going on. And guess what? Because it's G-Snaps Radio, we're going to have that song played one more time. And that's going to be last night. So you got to make sure if you didn't hear it, stay tuned, because it's going to come up next. But we got to show some love and support to my girl Keisha. I'm taking it all the way back. Do you remember?
Where were you?
On top of those. So I want to just say thank you again. We got callers on the line. My call line is blowing up. I got to get it together here. Y'all are definitely on my timeline. Caller 678, you are on the line. Who is this?
What's up, honey? This is Qualita, Miss Qualified, all the way from ATL. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good with nothing.
Hey!
Girl, you in Atlanta too? Where you at? Look, listen.
Put her on y'all show. I don't even know who this caller is, but put her on y'all show. She's gonna be great. What's going on? Miss Qualified, what you got going on? What's your question?
I love me some Nephi because Nephi reminds me of myself. Okay, I too have a brother that is a celebrity. And, you know, we just keep it real. We might just be a little bit too much for the world, for people's lives. But I respect you. I love you dearly, honey. And I want to see you just flourish, honey. You just do it so well when you do it, okay?
Thank you.
People need to hear what you got to say. You understand?
Yes, thank you, baby. I'm trying to smile more because everybody was like,
Girl, I'm tired of you crying. You've been crying for too many years. I'm like, I'm trying to smile more. So I'm giving you all these pearly whites, these big lips, and all the above.
Girl, yes, indeed. Yes, ma'am.
I'm smiling for everybody. So I thank you.
All right, y'all take care. Deepen up.
What's going on?
Deepen up. You all right?
I'm all right. I got Nephew, I got Solo, I got Miss Qualified on the line, you know. I'm feeling real
it
good. You know,
like
I'm about to celebrate. I'm in Las Vegas. I'm about to go take a shot after this. You understand?
You're doing damn good. It sounds like all right. Well, I'm gonna let y'all go and I'm gonna go drink me some sweet tea, okay? I'll see
y'all.
All right,
get you some sweet tea. That's what I'm talking about. We got some Georgia peaches calling in. Shout out to the ATL, man. They on my line tough. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So, everybody, I know y'all so hype and ready to know more about what Nephi and Sola got going on. So, Nephi, let's talk about this lipstick line. How do I keep my lips popping, and where do I get it from? And tell us, how did you come up with wanting to come up with a lipstick line?
Man, listen, you know what's crazy? I always been a CarMax girl. Anybody that knows me, they like, man, I know Nephi got some CarMax in the car.
Right.
So my husband looked at me one day and said, listen, you just need to create your own lipstick line or something. I'm like, nah, man. I love me some CarMax. You know, CarMax going to come to me one day, and they going to give me my own dang old CarMax, you know, fragrance or whatever, you know, some lip shine or something. Man, I was at my sister's showcase. I was at Elite Showcase. Mind you, this happened on the show, and I met LaCora, and she handed me, you know, one of her flyers, one of her lipsticks, and, you know, I tried it out, and I was like, man, hold on. Lipstick look good on these big old real lips. I didn't buy my lips, okay? You know, people buy lips nowadays. My eyes are naturally big and plump. So, with that being said, we had a meeting, and here we are, you know what I'm saying, a year later, 8 months later, a year later, we got Nefertiti by LaCora Monet. And I mean, we got all the Hollis colors. You know, we got matte, we got creamy. You know, I'm looking at some lip gloss. I mean, it's dope. Honestly, I wasn't even a lipstick girl, but I'm wearing my own lipstick like, bitch, you cute.
You cute, okay, you cute.
You cute. Yeah, you cute. And my husband's like, ooh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like,
give me a
kiss. Like, yo, right. That's dope. No, let me change that up. He like, you know, that's dope, wifey, you know, that's dope. You know, you're doing your thing, you know, and, you know, you having your business, and, you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, me and LaCora teamed up together, and here we are with Nefertiti by LaCora Monet. And then, you know, I wanted my packaging to be elegant. I wanted to represent, you know, loyalty and royalty. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a gold package. You can't go wrong with a gold too, especially, you know, with a person like me who names Nefertiti.
Okay.
Y'all just
right.
know me as Nephi, but here I am introducing Nefertiti, and I packaged that thing with the gold package and all your hottest colors, and you go to www.lacoramonet.com, and you pick your favorite gold too with your favorite color and get your lips popping all through that thing, all through that
That's
thing.
It.
It's a beautiful thing. I love it. I
That's what
it.
I'm talking about. I love it. We're going to get some more callers on. Y'all hear it. We're going to recap all this so y'all make sure you know where to get the lipstick. Caller, you're live on G-Snaps Radio. Who is this?
This is Gigi in the house.
What's up, Gigi? What's going on?
I'm calling from the LV.
That's
hey,
what
Gigi from Long Beach. Is that Long Beach or LV?
No, LV, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas in the house. Hey.
I just want to say, Nephi, that you are doing the damn thing. You know, I like your T-shirt line, the underwear line that I just saw the other day on the show, and now you got the lipstick line. You know, I wanna see more positive stuff like that with you and your sisters, and less of the racket
drama. You know, we got enough black women acting ratchet and drama on TV. Come on, just show us your positive stuff. And I can't wait to hear your sister's song. I can't think of her name right now. The other one that was singing.
Babe. It's called Babe.
Yeah.
It's called Babe. It's dope, too. It's dope.
I got to hear that, and I just love you guys, you know, and, you know, keep up the good work, keep up the positivity, and, you know, let's show the world that we know we can do the damn thing without being ratchet.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And y'all be sure that y'all watch us. And we got, three more episodes left until the season finale. Y'all be sure that y'all tune in every Wednesday. Four?
No, we got three.
Three, y'all be sure that y'all tune in every Wednesday, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, only on BET. Don't miss out, man. Don't miss out. Y'all don't want to miss that season finale. It's dope.
Okay, good. Will I see your sister singing?
Yes, you will see her singing throughout. Yes, okay. In the next three episodes, you will see my sister singing. In the next three episodes, you'll see how the pajama line went and Solo and everybody else. You'll see that in the next three episodes. So y'all better stay. Tell your friends, grab your wine, grab your pillow, grab your tissue, and stay tuned for the next three Wednesdays. Watch that Frankie and Nephi show every Wednesday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, only on BET. Don't miss it.
And you tell Frankie I'm praying for her every day. I love her to death. That's my girl, okay?
I most definitely will. I most definitely will.
All right, G-Snap's in the building.
That's what I'm talking about, G-Snap's in the building. Thank you so much, Gigi, for calling in and listening to G-Snap's Radio. I just want to say thank you again. Now, I want to get back on it because we are running out of a little time, but I want to make sure that we know everything about Nephi and Solo right now as we're on the line. And, you know, they took their Sunday out to listen to the callers. You guys are always going to have all type of opinions. I want to say thank you so much, Solo. Thank you so much, Nephi, for just being so positive as far as it when it comes to these callers coming in, these negative, remarks on the internet, just being negative altogether. You guys turn all that negative into positive, and I am so blessed to have you guys on my show and to tell the world who you guys are and what you stand for, because a lot of people didn't know about any of the struggle that you did go through and a lot of the things that Solo did to help you, and they talked and they continued to bash on somebody that actually helped you more than he hurt you. So we definitely want to say thank you for this, giving us everybody just all the 24/7 your whole entire life story on not only on BET but on G-Snaps Radio. And like I say, Nephi, you got to make sure you tell everybody if they want to be heard to make sure they get in touch with G-Snaps Radio, because this is where it goes down with the real life true stories. We want real life true stories on G-Snaps Radio. So thank you again for that. So I just want yes,
G-Snaps. Check this out. You know, we don't want to stop them, you know, from being opinionated because everybody's entitled to that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But like I told you, Solo just like you, Nephi just like you, come kick it with us and see. You know, and then you have a whole different thing. You probably learn something, a little truth about favorite people you don't like. So, I mean, we don't care about this stuff, man. It's all fun to me. You know, they can judge me. But judge me 5-10 years from now. I'm still going to be with my baby. Still going to be my family. No, we gonna be close to God, so it don't really matter to me. You know, I ain't got even. That's why I never said nothing. You know, people can form any opinion they want to, but you know, I never, ever, not once, went up against nobody on no social media, no Twitter, no Instagram, nothing. You feel that way? I guess you know me. Most people don't know you. They just watching something that somebody edited and put told a story on. That's all it is.
That's it. That's all it is. I hear you. And like I said, even with the topic of gay marriage today, like I said, man, and that, like everybody been saying, only God can judge you. I don't care if you see it on TV or if you hear it on the radio. What you see, like Nephi said, is what you get. It's point blank, period. And if you don't like it, don't turn on BET at 10. Don't look at what I'm doing then if you don't like it. Go look at the animal channel then. At the end of the day, don't try to put my ratings up if you're trying to downplay what I got going on. If the simple fact is, you don't never have to worry about it. If you don't go online and read about me, but obviously you're worried about me because you're reading about me. If you don't go online worrying about me, you won't never know what's going on with me. If you don't go and watch my Frankie and Nephi show every Wednesday, you wouldn't know what we're doing on TV. So that's what I'm saying. Don't worry about anybody, and like you said, you're never going to worry about any of the negative, but don't worry about it because it's always going to be somebody that's out there that's negative, no matter how you put it. I don't care how good you're doing. They want to say, you know, oh, Nephi got everything she got because of Keisha Cole. If Keisha Cole wasn't her sister, she would still be over there driving a bus and wouldn't be talking about nothing. That's their opinion. But guess what? You're showing them now what you're doing. Solo dropping this album, showing people what they're doing. It's at this point, we no longer have to talk about it. We just going to be about it. And at the end of the day, if everybody just be about their own business and worry about themselves, we wouldn't have to worry about all the negative and hate in the world, but that's just how it goes. So I respect the fact that, you know, negativity don't stop, no monkey don't stop, no show, and it ain't going to never stop. So I appreciate that. Now, also, Nephi, one thing I want to ask you is that you have a clothing line as well coming out. Can people buy your clothes, you know, in a store, or is it online only? Tell people a little bit more about that.
Okay, and I know that you guys just caught wind of NRP Apparel as of last Wednesday on the Frankie and Nephi show. We are still building NRP Apparel, which is a pajama line. For our beautiful women, whether you be tall, small, short, midget, however you want to put it, we are still building because I want everything to be right for my beautiful ladies out there. I'm not just going to throw y'all no garbage. So
right.
Give me a little bit more time. I tell you, by the top of the year, NRP Apparel will be available for you guys to purchase everywhere. So don't worry about that.
At least you have
Nefertiti by LaCour Monet, and your lips could be popping throughout the whole summer, winter, autumn, spring, and fall. Thank you.
Absolutely.
No more LL Cool J licking your lips. We got Nephi, okay? We got to get that. That's what I'm talking about. We don't need them black rings around our lips no more. We got Nephi right now.
No, you don't have to do that no more. All you got to do
we
is
don't
go
need
to
it. We don't need it. We don't need it. So I just want everybody
to keep saying.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody stay online because I got to pay my bills again. I got to make sure I get paid. But we got to come right back. Don't go nowhere. Again, I want to say again, thank you guys so much for taking your time out on this Sunday. I got to get paid one more time, and then we're going to come right back. I got to play again some more music just to support my girl Keisha. Like I said, we got everybody on the phone. We supporting everybody. So let's do it right. Again, this is G-Snaps Radio. Everybody listen live. When G-Snaps is on, make sure you listen. And Nephi, Solo, do not go nowhere. We're coming right back. Don't go nowhere.
New Weetabix chocolate spoon size. Fuel for fun.
Finally it's morning, stretching them yawning. BB&C is what I'm thinking of, and it only can be found in my Reese's Puffs. Nothing can compare to the creamy crunch. Peanut butter, chocolate, great when separate, but when they combine, they make the morning time epic. Morning time epic. REEE.
Nothing beats the perfect combination of tasty peanut butter and chocolatey flavor and Reese's Puffs cereal, an epic part of a complete breakfast.
P to the UFFS, yes.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Can you hear me?
give you all of me. I'll give you everything if you promise you'll never leave me. What my friends say don't matter. You've been right here from the start, and I'll get on my knees. I'll give you all of me.
All right, everybody, we cutting it short, so we got to definitely get all the information that we can from Solo, and before we play his song one more time before we get ready to go, Nephi Solo, please tell everybody everything about you, social media, what you want to know, clothing lines, anything. You know we got to have you back at the top of the year, Nephi, when your clothing line comes out. We got to have you back on G-Snaps Radio. So tell everybody again, every social media site, everything that you could possibly tell anybody right now, BET, everything. Tell them right now.
Listen, I want to say shout out to G-Snaps Radio for having us on here and talking about that real life, real thing. I appreciate y'all 110%. I also want to tell y'all, man, listen, follow me on Instagram at The Real, T-H-E-R-E-A-L, Nephiteria. Nephiteria. The Real Nephiteria on Instagram. The Real Nephiteria on Twitter. Nephiteria Pew on Facebook. Listen, y'all can click that link in my bio and pick up your hottest color for my new lipstick line, Nephiteria by LaCour Monet at www.lacourmonet.com. Pick your favorite gold tube with your favorite hottest color. And guess what? Follow at Nephiteria LaCour Monet on Instagram. And guess what? I got a new exclusive color coming out that's called Nephiteria. You don't want to miss that. And I just thank y'all, man. I thank y'all for being supportive. Also, y'all don't want to miss the new season, the second season of the Frankie and Nephi Show, only on BET, every Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. BET, you see us out here. Start supporting us, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Solo, you got anything to say before we play your song for one last time?
That's a long plug. It's no plug Sundays. I just want to plug everybody out there that's supporting right now. You know, that's it. You know, you know where to get my single at. You know where to do everything. But really, I want y'all to understand, I shoot these reality TV shows. And if you ever need a reality TV show rope, shot, anything, just hit me up, you know. Just hit Nephi and Nephi and get at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it big over here. But I just want to thank you guys for having me on.
What's so long? I'm gonna holler at you because G-Snaps Radio definitely wants to have her own reality show to show these people how real life it is in Las Vegas and really how hard it is to struggle to actually get where you want to be. Because me doing what I'm doing, I didn't get it just in 1 second. I got it in years. So I need everybody to really see where I came from to show everybody where I've been and where I'm about to go. So definitely want to talk to you about that.
Right.
Most definitely. And listen, y'all, man, be sure that when that last night drops, y'all be sure to pick that up. That single is
out yet, baby.
Man, that track is hot. Man, follow my husband at The Real Solo, The Real Solo on Instagram, on Twitter, Solo on Facebook, man. Y'all holler at us. We be on there. We answer the comments. You know, we interact live with our people, man. We appreciate y'all for supporting us, but don't y'all miss that show on Wednesday. It's a lot going down.
And before that, y'all heard it first, Wednesday, BET, man, it's a lot going down. Make sure y'all go every 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do not miss it. Be sure to make sure you go on there, BET.
10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. Y'all just start looking at it at 10 o'clock, okay? So y'all won't miss the show at all. Just turn the TV on at 10 p.m., okay? This is what we're doing, okay? On BET, and don't change the channel until you see it, okay? That's what we're talking about. So this is G-Snaps. Nephi, so I want y'all to just, if y'all can, tell everybody who is the best internet radio out here, Las Vegas, all the way to UK. Tell them who it is, where y'all heard it first.
Yo, this your girl Nephi, and I'm telling you right now, G-Snap Radio, all the way, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, all the way from Las Vegas to the UK, one of the best internet radio shows I've ever done. Man, I fuss with y'all. I will be back at the top of the year. Man, stay tuning in. Stay supporting my girl, G-Snaps Radio, all the way from Las Vegas. It's your girl, Nephi.
That's what I'm talking about. You got anything to say right quick, Solo, before we hit your song one more time?
Say what?
You got anything else you want to say before we play your song one more time before we go?
I got to plug you. I'll plug you today. This is a special shout-out to G-Snap Radio, the best radio station in the world. You know, Nephi and Solo, we here to show love and support. Y'all ain't listening, y'all missing. And when you're missing, you're lost. So let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Y'all heard it. That's my girl, Nephi. That's my boy, Solo. We doing it live. Trust me, when they come to Las Vegas, y'all better hit G-Snaps because we finna have a party, y'all. It's going down. And we going to play this song right here in the club. We going to do it. Let's go.
Started off early and me and my niggas was talking about rolling out. A night on the town is just what I needed to keep my living mouth. Shot up the shot of Patron, what the fuck was I thinking about? Broad was gone, we toasted a night before we stepped out. Hit the QT, a couple Dutchies, 85 and we headed south. Let me try me, that's what we're screaming out. Still kinda early, we stopped in the folly, so let's get you twerk it out. The night is still young, granddaddy perk, proceeded to air it out. Talking lit shit to the stripper while Diamond continues to twerk it out. That ass so fat, I call it delicious, need a drink for my cotton mouth. My bangers off safety, just for the drama, the money brings haters out. And I ain't got time for a fair one, fuck with them niggas be talking about.
Last night, $100 daddy's on the floor.
Yeah, y'all heard it right there. That's everything right there. That song last night, because I swear I woke up like this, but I said I could not miss my interview. I just want to say thank you so, so much. 4th of July, happy 4th, happy everything. Neffy, Solo, they did an excellent job. They gave y'all the real, man. I'm talking about 100% she is down to earth. Man, we already talking about hooking up when we come to Vegas, so it's going down. We're going to have a Neffy G-Snaps party. What about that? I think y'all need to get ready, because I don't think nobody really ready for that when Neffy and G-Snaps hit the scene. It's going down. So, man, every Saturday tomorrow, we have a special show as well tomorrow, so y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. 347-857-4602. That's the number to call live. Again, this is your girl G-Snaps. We about to cut it. We got it on so long. We only get paid for so long. So I just want to say everybody from Neffy down to Solo to everybody, man, I got to say shout out to y'all. Y'all did the damn thing. When I say y'all actually came on to the show and was the realest that I have ever heard, I want to say the realest. So everybody, please, 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 every Wednesday, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, Neffy and Frankie. Y'all going to see it every Wednesday for the 3X episodes, and then they're going to have a final show. So we're going to get it done. The lipstick line, go on to my Facebook, my Twitter, go into my Instagram. All their information is going to be on there. Make sure you take a look at it and hit her up. Make sure y'all support. Support, support, support. Shout out to Keisha Cole. Shout out to Neffy. Shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing. Shout out to my boy Solo, like I say. That boy, he keep it real. Y'all heard the story first, so don't go telling nobody y'all heard it nowhere else. Y'all heard it right here on G-Snaps Radio. Again, I want to say much love. I give nothing but respect to my God, my Heavenly Father, and I want to say thank you again. We are turned up in Vegas. It's time to go celebrate. After an interview like this, I'm going to the strip, and we're going to hang. Everybody that's in Vegas, come meet me. G-Snaps Radio, 347-857-4602. That's my show, and that's my time. I want to tell everybody I love you. Thank you. From Las Vegas to the UK to the ATL. Y'all do it big, just like G-Snaps every Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're doing it live. Thank you so much, Neffy. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So
man,
I want to say thank
Memphis,
you.
Thank you for having me, man. When I come to Vegas, G-Snap, we better be in there live, man. And we better
yes.
run that method. We better have on that lipstick, and we will be popping.
That's it. That's go. We'll be in the best club. Don't worry. I'm going to make sure y'all have a good time when you get here. So I got your number. You hit me. I got you. You got me. We're doing the big G-Stats Radio style. Again, everybody, I love you. My time is up. My commercials is paid. I just want to say, again, thank you. Thank you, Neffy and Solo. You guys did a wonderful job, even with the negativity.
Thank you for having
you guys
us.
Answered the questions. So great, and you're so welcome, and thank you again for coming on the show. I just want to say again, blogtalkradio.com/GSnapsRadio. Again, this is your girl, G-Snaps. Please, 347-857-4602. Make sure you follow me. Facebook, everything, Ginger, G-Snaps, Williams, y'all heard it first. Google me. We're doing it live just like that, G-Snaps Radio style. We out.